every time I sit down with clinical researchers, and you know, you kind of hear a similar kind of mantra from almost everybody in clinical research right now, particularly in breast cancer, in terms of targeted therapy, all the things that we've talked about. And, you know, it's been after 25, 30 years of hearing things that are sound promising and don't pan out, it's kind of hard to believe, you know, sort of to buy into it. But, you know, just these last couple of days, talking to a lot of people like you, I'm kind of starting to renew my optimism a little bit.
What keeps cancer doctors going? I just ran into Lee Schwartzberg a little while ago, and you know, he's at the West Clinic in Memphis, and he talked about how they had some sort of a reunion and celebration of their 25th anniversary as a practice, and they had a patient from each year, which is kind of neat. And he was describing this one patient was treated, had to be 20 years ago, and was debilitated and came in, was almost dead, had failed all sorts of other therapies, had multiple metastases, was treated with IL-2 on that original IL-2 trial. Patient underwent a remission, is still alive today. I have a number of patients like that in my practice. Every oncologist that I know has a number of patients like that. Those are the patients that keep us going. I do believe that the correct answer is usually a simple answer. On the other hand, I don't believe that we are going to wake up one morning and have the cure for cancer. And the reason I don't is because I believe, I like the phrase, cancer are us. That is, so much of our careers we have thought of, and most people tend to think of a cancer as being something that comes from outside. And of course, the genomics revolution is the understanding that cancers are fundamentally us. It's not like a virus or a bacterium. It's not like trauma. And it's a chronic disease. It's not really an acute disease. And so I think that it's more akin to aging. And we're not, I don't think anybody has the illusion that we're going to suddenly wake up one day and all human beings are immortal. I think it's the same way with cancer. We'll live longer. We'll do all kinds of things that make things better, but I don't think it's going to be as simple as one size fits all.
This concludes the first CD. For an interview with Sir Richard Peto, please turn to the second CD.